Blog Talk Radio.
Hydrated in all this heat, because it is very god doggone hot, man. Hot. Make sure y'all stay hydrated, plenty of water, especially at night. Drink plenty of water so you'll be ready for the next day, man. Other than that, man, we got anybody got any upcoming events, announcements, or anything like that that y'all want to put out there, press the one button. It is your time if you got a race or anything coming up. Other than that, man, this weekend, it's going to be the Supercar, Streetcar Super Nationals. Grudge Edition over at Ennis at the Motorplex, man. If y'all not doing nothing, I think that's about the only thing going on this Father's Day weekend that I know of, as far as locally or in the Texas area. So, man, I guess if everybody ain't doing that, may y'all go check it out. I know they got Big Tire, Small Tire, Pro 275, and Limited Small Tire. And, shoot, it's like it's going to be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And I'm sure it's going to be a pretty packed house. It's all no time, so I think it's going to be a pretty good event. Special Father's Day weekend. Let's see here, man. Man, where you at? King, where you at, man? Press the one button if you're on here, man. Press the one button. Come on out of there, man.
Hey.
Happy birthday to ya.
Oh, ain't that
for shit. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. What's up, boy? Happy birthday to you, brother.
Appreciate it, man. God,
I can't make no women jump out no cake for you or nothing like that, man. God damn it. I think I sang pretty good, man. You know, got dog on me. What's going on, man? What you want for your birthday, man? What you want to happen next weekend for your birthday, man? God damn, can somebody give you a birthday gift or something, man? Give you a birthday race or something, man?
They can get in that other lane. That's all I need. Win, lose,
draw.
Fuck hard
turnout.
Win, lose, draw. Fuck hard
turnout. Yeah. You lock in. You want to either get some licks or give out some licks. God damn,
me. Is that right?
Yeah, man. Man, I don't know, man. I guess it's going to be a pretty good event this weekend, man.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Everybody been kind of quiet, but I don't know if everybody trying to sneak up in that motherfucking. I don't know. Maybe the wrong people done said they coming, so they kind of laying low so they don't get drawn on.
I know they can't be clear. Yeah. Cause ain't nobody seen me make no fool lick. Don't tell me that I got on Facebook beating on my chest, and don't tell me I got on this motherfucking radio show last week, and that made everybody just get scared, and they ain't even seen me go down the track. That's what I'm saying.
Well, damn, man, I seen the post that goddamn me.
A lot of people like to run their mouths until it's that time to get, you know, to get out there. And a lot of people just say, hey, man, I think I said something the wrong way, so I need to be quiet now.
Where Brandon at? I thought he told me I got a lock in. Where Brandon at? Get Leroy on here. Shit, I thought he told me I got a lock in.
Yeah, Leroy, didn't he tell you some shit about running you the king the other day?
Yeah, get him on here. I'll try him. I think that's a good beginner race. I'm new to the race game and shit. I'm new to the game.
May not even be an ounce. You know, I got
$5.
Ain't nobody gonna answer the phone.
Call him. Show somebody reaching out to him. Send me his number. I don't have a number.
Brandon Barnes. That's shit, Brandon Barnes.
Gonna call him, Dre?
I ain't gonna call him.
Oh, well, send me his number. Send me his number then.
What
happened with this post I seen the other day, man? I seen the motherfucker say, you know, talk about locking in and all that. Then I ain't seen no post come up after it. Talk about y'all was locked, man.
Shit, they duck lock them on, man. Maybe they come on Facebook doing some bold hot capping like they the truth.
Yeah, man, thought we was gonna get to see something, man. So we're going to get to see. So 832-9924, your mic open.
It don't take so long, Nick.
I hang your motherfucking ass up. Keep talking shit.
That wouldn't be nothing, dude. I got to do another call back.
Yeah. Well, just keep on calling back then, goddamn. What's up, Adam Kay? How you doing, sir?
Yeah, I tried to hit Leroy Barnes up. Leroy Barnes then out. But I will send you the number, JP,
I got it. What's going on,
Alley Cat? Oh, ain't you much.
You got something for me? Okay. Thought you was going to get him fucked up for his birthday, man.
No, I got a bunch of flags in my pocket, so when I don't hear shit right, I'm going to throw some flags on the place.
Oh, hell.
But that sounds like a good race, though, him and Brandon Moore.
Yeah.
Him and Iron Man, with Iron Man getting in the back tire, that's a good one.
Yeah, that sounds real good.
Well, get Iron Man over here, too, then. Shit.
Now, see if Iron Man wants to get in that back tire.
You know, JP, when people talk intelligent, that they'll get a decent answer out of me. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, somehow we got to find out how to talk intelligent, you know?
What happened? What I missed? What was said that wasn't intelligent?
This nigga the motherfucker say Iron Man kill King be the back tie. All of a sudden now, you know what I'm saying, we got a bracket race. You know what I'm saying? We got to give a motherfucker the head.
Hey, fuck it. You know what? Fuck it. Kyle, we'll run him head up. How about that? That sounds good.
Okay. Now, that's what you should have said at first.
Hey, man, shut up. Don't try to tell me how to get nothing going on. Fuck,
well,
we'll try Iron Man like a man. You just didn't get...
We don't want to be bothered. We don't want to be a bother with you, Dre. It's too hard to race you. You know that. It's too goddamn
it's
hard to race you.
That's all right. Well, I run Iron Man head up. Fuck.
Well, they already talked about it.
Well, let's talk about it some more tonight. We ain't got no topic on the show yet. Let's talk about it.
I don't have a dog in the fight, so really, I don't know why you're
talking about that. Well, that's why you a promoter. You supposed to grab a dog in the fight.
I don't have a dog in the fight. It's like you don't
you
have a dog in the fight.
You still talking about what you ain't got nothing in, but you grab something.
But King B already told you. You can't talk on this part now. He already told your heart here.
Well, he on the phone right now. See if he say that now.
Well, they already talked about it. I keep trying to tell you.
You just trying to start some bullshit with your man saying about what
say,
I can't
JP.
Talk on.
Yeah.
You got anything else to say, JB?
What you got?
Hey, fuck this.
I'm not
that slow
going
up around.
I ain't gonna lie to you,
man. Y'all got about 15, man. Y'all got about 15, 20 minutes, man, to get Brandon on the phone, get Iron Man on the phone.
I call Brandon, man.
Some shit like that.
Send him a text.
I gotta get ready and shit. I gotta go do my part. I gotta do my thing tonight. I gotta take me a shower.
Oh,
shit, you know.
Oh,
who else
yeah.
you want, King?
Come on, little Bill. Come on, Michael.
Hello?
Yeah. Who's
that?
Who's
come
that,
on, little Bill.
Get
up that speakerphone.
Who's that who Brandon ran the other day?
No, I'm just listening, guys. Hold on. I will get...
Who was that Brandon ran the other day? I tried him.
He ran XPL and somebody else.
Okay, hold on. I got a phone call. Good. Hold on. I don't get high enough, but I'll drop some. Hold on. All right, that's what they said. They keep freaking, so I'll drop some. Hold on.
you got on your mind, little Bill? You ain't got nothing going on, brother?
I ain't got nothing going on just yet, guys. I'm trying to get something together right now. I'm trying to make a couple of calls right now. But how y'all fellas doing anyway? Any lock-ins yet?
No, we trying to get King B fucked up.
Huh? Y'all
trying to get
B fucked up at Bonnie Ray? Never happened.
Yeah.
No, B on point right now. B, stay in the bushes. Hold on, y'all.
Birthday. He need a birthday gift.
Oh no. Hold on 1 second, guys.
Need a birthday gift for him, man. Shit. Dre, y'all going out there to the race, man?
You going, JP?
Oh. Oh, you didn't ran Dre off the goddamn phone. That's what didn't happen.
Oh, so he'll be back.
Nah, I ain't going, man. I'm having a little dinner for my birthday this weekend.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Saturday.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I think I did get an invitation, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, shit.
Yeah. So I ain't going, man. I'm feel like. Do that Saturday. Kind of enjoyed my Father's Day Sunday a little bit before I got to get back to on the grind.
Yeah. Might have to cut me your little thing and fuck it up, please. You know?
Oh, yeah, man. You know?
Just a little gas.
Yeah. Come on. No, hey, man, I passed the bill to you. I know you got it. You better pay for everybody. Oh, shit.
Are you clear?
Yeah, man. I ain't going to even lie. I ain't got no topic. I ain't got shit going on. It's hot.
I figured I have somebody
come on here and start a little shit tonight, but I don't know where little Larry at. Little Larry on 28th got dog. He last week he was fired up. 214-7440, your mic open.
Hey, what up, fellas? Checking in. Seeing what's gonna be talked about. I got a slight little topic, but I don't know how it's going to work. But I just want to see what y'all are talking about.
Come on with it,
yeah,
Joe.
Come on with it. Come on with it, what you been saying. Shit.
Dre,
your mic back on. Yeah, come on with it, Joe. I know somebody come on here. You might give us up.
Well,
Dre, go on mute when I open the mic.
I'm just curious to know, you know what I'm saying, like what's the deal with all the putting people, you know what I'm saying, setups and call info and all that shit out to the grudge world. I mean, I feel like it's kind of it should be an understood thing where you shouldn't do that shit, but I feel like it seems like it's happening more and more daily now, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers talking about what a man got under his hood and how the car set up, and it basically stems from all this new age class racing that motherfuckers is doing. But, you know what I'm saying, in my opinion, I personally don't, if I'm trying to race somebody or whatever, I don't never say what they got in their hood or how they car set up or whatever, you know what I'm saying? If I can get there, I can get there. If I can't, I can't. But it seems like now, with all these new quote-unquote classes, setups, how you want to put it, it seems like more and more people started talking about what the next man got on, you know what I'm saying, on his car. And in my opinion, that ain't true drug racing.
Hey,
hey,
hey, Brandon on the phone, y'all. Can't beat that Brandon.
B, what's up?
He still on me.
Shit, gotta hurt my motor.
Okay, well, that's all I need to hear.
Give us about a month. We'll have all fresh again. They'll let us get it back together. We heard it Sunday.
Who that you had raised?
So we raised Ali, we raised Ladarius Puckett, and we raised Xpia.
I raised down one of them motherfuckers. I don't give a damn.
Ali Blow, the turbo car hurt. Xpia the only one running out of the boat.
Fuck him. Get him on the phone.
I don't know his number. You got to call Tony. That's them Tony people. Them pretty Tony people. You got to call pretty Tony.
Okay.
He'll go.
It sure is a lot of quiet motherfuckers on here, JP, when it's race time. A lot of motherfuckers
We were about to start talking about something, but then y'all bust in with a lock in, so we got quiet, Trey. We thought we had action, man.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm sorry it didn't go through like we thought it would. We need to get Tony on and call XP and them and see if they want to go ahead and try that old black G body.
I just so called black XP. Wait on him to call back.
Well, you know.
There you go. 346-3830. Your mic on. Three, four, six, 3830. Your mic open. Right. I'm back on mute. Yeah, and what you were saying, Joe, man, about the.
I'm just saying. It seems like it's becoming a norm. The motherfuckers talking about what the next man got. I feel like it's like that now because all this weak ass class racing. The niggas claim it's grudge racing, but it ain't really grudge racing in my opinion. I just want to know what y'all take on as far as everybody talking about the next man setup.
But a lot of it got to do with the. I feel like a lot of it is part of this new law. A lot of people wouldn't raise under the old law and don't go by the old law.
I ain't gonna lie to you, Joe. I don't like that talking about folks shit neither. But when you out of line, you know, I'm gonna go just put it out there. Like a motherfucker like Allen. You know what I mean?
Allen been doing that shit for the longest. And I've been told he was jail. He been doing that shit, but he claimed, you know, that's how it is. Whenever you do it to him, he don't like it. You know what I'm saying? But not
right.
even talking
so
about you.
Why.
Not even talking about you and him. Everybody's like, it's like a lot of motherfuckers doing it. You know what I'm saying? I just use that as an example. I like how you did him because hell, I do him the same goddamn way. Because if shoot another foot, he's damn sure gonna do it to you or to whoever he's trying to raise. He's gonna throw a whole setup out there.
Joe, listen.
What your pop rate is? Or what fuel you running? He gonna tell every guy.
Hey Joe, listen. It was coming. That's why it been trying to come. You see what I'm saying? He been shooting little bullshit slugs, but he still like he wrong. You see what I'm saying? So I already knew he was supposed to try to say something. So I gone blast him. why he fucking with me. You see what I'm saying? Quit fucking with me because I wasn't fucking with you. I ain't saying nothing to you. You see what I'm saying? You come over here fucking with me. So I gone ahead and blast it. I had to go and get it. You see what I'm saying? But I'm just going to speak. I only can speak on, you know, my allegations. You see what I'm saying? Now, about everybody else, I can't say. Now, when you say the form of, like, the class race and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Only reason why I stuck to my guns is because a motherfucker act like they couldn't read what I clearly put on Facebook. You see what I'm saying? And I thought reading was fundamental when I came up in school. You see what I'm saying? So when a motherfucker jump on me, you see what I'm saying? I don't got to. You see what I'm saying? I don't got to say I don't want to race. You see what I'm saying? Because we racing. Ain't no rules in this shit. You see what I'm saying? I ain't got to say I don't want to race. You know what I'm saying? When they try to blind me with whole daddy, I don't got to tell them I don't want to race. You see what I'm saying? I know how to keep the commotion going, and I did a good job of keeping the commotion going because I kept telling them, y'all not Junior G body. So why do I need to run y'all? You see what I'm saying? At the same time. But even though we all grudge racers, we all got a similarity of the same form, which is, You may have a back half car. You see what I'm saying? You may be fast, but you're not supposed to run no fucking pro mod. You see what I'm saying?
That's what I was gonna say. See, this is another. That's how you gonna run. Is how you wanna run. But the backside to that is, and not just you, it's any and everybody who playing. You know, they running on a certain steps. Now I'm gonna use you as an example. So don't take it personal. Now you run it. You say you run any and everybody that fits your Junior G by the rules, right? But if it comes down to say, let's say it's a back half car, turbo car, or a big block aftermarket car that you know you can outrun, you'll run them, no hesitation, because you already know you got the other hand. So
yeah, I'll get out of line. I ain't got no problem. I'll get out of line.
Yeah, exactly. You get out of line. So that's where, you know what I'm saying, I just look at it like, you know what I'm saying, and like I say, it ain't just you. I look at it like everybody who's trying to race under these modern-day class grudge stip rules is just bullshit. I mean, either race or just don't race. You ain't got to put no title on it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to put no classification on it because you gonna run a motherfucker who you know you can beat no matter how he sit. You know, I don't give a fuck if John Ford gets up there with three tires. You know he can't make no full lick, so you been running.
Yeah.
So why even put a title on it? Why even put a stip on it?
Well, first, us over here is no. I'm gonna jump categories on you. Even though we all still grudge race, you see what I'm saying? Us over here as a grudge racer, we don't have a major platform like a X275 race, like a NHRA racer, or like a RVW racer. So since we don't per se have no set in stone point jacket trophy. You see what I'm saying? Drag Illustrator magazine. Since we don't get all that on the regular, that's why we got these certain kind of shootouts that we do got. They was closed. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? Why they closed. Okay, well, let me try to get back to where I was at. Okay, since we don't have that type of platform, you see what I'm saying? But we got shootout platforms, you see what I'm saying, which may go on with the some of the shootouts be similar, you see what I'm saying, but they not stuck to a certain amount of rules, you see what I'm saying, some of them not, you see what I'm saying, but at the same time, some of them are still going, which is like the G-Body and like the limited G-Body, Junior G-Body, then they got the I think they got the little G body. You see what I'm saying? So since we don't got no platform to stand on, that's why I stood on my platform. You see what I'm saying? Because my car set up like a Junior G body. So yeah, that's what I want to promote. That's what y'all need to be labeling. That's what y'all need to label me as. You see what I'm saying? That's what I want to be. You see what I'm saying? And at the same time, I feel like I got a pretty good car that'll be a top ranking in that class. You see what I'm saying? Even though I'm still a grudge racer. You see what I'm saying? I don't have no problem grudge racing nobody. You see what I'm saying? If it's the right kind of grudge race that I feel that is right, I don't always have to feel that I'm going to win. You see what I'm saying? If I feel that it's going to be a good type, good race, I try it. You see what I'm saying? So, therefore, that's why I stuck it out there. And I never – and people steady mixing up my words because they only seen the second part of it when I said baddest G-Body. But they steady missing the first part when I said one of the baddest. You see what I'm saying? That's when I come in and kept on saying, do y'all got comprehension skills? You see where I'm coming from with this? Or am I making any sense to you, Joe?
Yeah, somewhat as far as the title, you know what I'm saying? You basically saying we don't have no title. I mean, as far as in the grudge world, to get recognition, you know what I'm saying? You basically gotta have a title. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Certain caliber falls gotta have something to talk about. You know what I'm saying? A certain range from, you know what I'm saying, 2 to 7 type shit. I understand that.
Yeah, I understand
that.
Yeah.
As far as the shootout wise, but it's just one on, you know what I'm saying, just one on one grudge racing. You know what I'm saying? That's just not how I race. I feel like that.
Wow, that's cool.
But at the same time, I got a Mustang. So for me to say I got the baddest, you know what I'm saying, hourglass, hour steel, you know what I'm saying, stock, small block, white with black stripes, you know what I'm saying, on wheel drag lights, you know what I'm saying, I feel like I'm putting myself in a small category of cars just to be the baddest motherfucker, opposed to just saying, you know, well, I got one of the baddest Mustangs in GFW.
All right, so what you saying, do you feel like the guys that just ran the 4A4 shootout and even more, and they got even more 4A4 shootouts coming along? So are you saying, do you feel like they sticking themselves to a small category?
It's a 4A4, right? The 4A4 boy, that's the only thing they got, right?
Right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't feel like they
stick themselves to a small category because you just said, you know, based on stock board space B block. You know what I'm saying? So that's a wide range. I mean, you got 100,000 484 big blocks from across the country. So nah, that's not no small category. In my
opinion, but everybody don't got the style of them motherfucking 4A4s that's running. Everybody ain't gonna get that crazy ass up there with their 4A4. You can have a 565, and you got a 4A4. You ain't gonna get your crazy ass up there with them. You see what I'm saying? With them kind of 4A4s.
But they got one still. They got one still. It's just like for example, you know. Therefore, you can change, like, you know, I got the baddest small car car. I got the baddest big car car. I got the baddest G-Body. I got the baddest Mustang. I got the baddest Mustang with limb of the rules behind it, motherfucker, just to narrow it down to, okay, first, you already know.
It's all a class, second. Though.
Yeah, I mean, it's all a class. Yeah,
It's all a class.
But if you really want a self-proclaimed title, to be one of the baddest motherfuckers over a wide range of, say, Texas. Texas is a big state. So if you really want to beat in your chest, you count out the whole state of Texas with what you got. Not down to the lug nuts of that motherfucker, but you know what I'm saying? Put it general. You know what I'm saying? G body, big block, small top. You know what I'm saying? When you start getting into specifics, I feel like that's where it comes back to people telling what each and everybody car got. Because you don't narrow it down so tight, it's like, goddamn. It ain't, I mean, of course, ain't no secrets in grudge racing, no way. But it's like, goddamn, you can't have no kind of secret about your shit because you trying to match this dude, you know what I'm saying, still just to race him. If that makes, you know what I'm saying, if that makes any kind of sense.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's like
you got certain shootouts now. A shootout, they got more rules, or still tight, whatever lingo you want to put it. They got more. It could be a 4-car shootout or a 2-car shootout or an 8-car shootout. Got more rules and more stiffs than a 32-car class. Like, goddamn.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Sometimes the rules made to keep the class, even the playing field.
True.
I mean, without rules in the shootout, then you just gonna have, you gonna have
the motherfucker with the most money
coming in running. You gonna have Flacco coming in there running with cars like yours. So you gotta have something set in place as far as when it comes to a shootout. But like when it comes to a grudge race, I mean, I just feel like
I was more so speaking on the grudge racing side. I didn't say the shooting side.
Yeah.
I was more so speaking on the grudge racing side.
And but on the grudge racing side, if you can get there, you can. If you can't, you can't. That's all I feel.
Yeah. Right. And that's how it should be. If you can get there, you get there. You can't, you can't. You know what I'm saying? Or if they offer you something because they know you can't get there, then fine. But like I said last week, it's like now, like we in Houston, it's like now, you walk up somebody and you feel like it might be a decent little race. You know, you have to be on the race. The first thing they do is ask for shit.
Yep.
Or, you know what I'm saying, the first thing they want to do is tell you how you sit and how they sit. Like, come on, bro, we trying to race, goddamn.
Hey, look, but you know what? But you want me to tell you another crazy thing real quick, just on the up and up? Like, even though, see what people still failing to realize, and somebody brought this to my attention on the back line. You see what I'm saying? Even though that I said that's how I sit and all this other stuff. A motherfucker like that XPL car, you see what I'm saying? It, you know, people still ain't even think about even trying it. Regardless of what I say. I don't care what no man say. If you still supposed to be a good race, contest it. You see what I'm saying? Somebody, like, nobody still even stepped up besides somebody that I already told I'd really decline on the race. You see what I'm saying? And the motherfucker trolling. You see what I'm saying? That's really all we really still got out the situation. You see what I'm saying?
It was. Come on. It's on the race.
No. What I'm saying is, like, my post that I made. You see what I'm saying? Like, even though I said, you know, everybody read the steps of the Junior G body, right?
You run it.
Why? So you might can have, even though, like, okay, boom. You can be a small block. You see what I'm saying? You may have one kid, like it say, but you may have a 12-inch tie, a 13-inch tie. Why ain't nobody said that? Hey, man, I got, what, woo, woo, you know? This, that, and the third. I got this, that. You want to try that? You see what I'm saying? Because how I'm looking at it, Hodad ain't the only motherfucker out here racing, man.
No.
You see what I'm saying? All right then. That's what I'm saying. There's still a lot of them out there. There's still folks out there. You see what I'm saying? So he ain't the only motherfucker who racing. So why ain't nobody else saying nothing? That's what I'm
right.
saying. I ain't made no pass, you know. Just because I said I'm bad, that don't necessarily mean I'm bad. I can be slow. I can be a joke.
Right.
maybe because the people ain't said nothing because that they grudge racing, and you trying to clash race with a grudge race platform, and they're not gonna answer back to you.
They don't want to go through the 800 comments it's gonna take to get something locked in.
Yeah, they see the post, but they want a grudge.
Well, see, I don't fit none of his stills. I'm just gonna sit back and just watch conversation type shit. Like you said,
he ain't gonna never get a grudge race off on the post. If you really want to race, I feel like you'll call that man and get him on the phone and see what y'all can figure out.
You damn right, JP. I don't even set my grudge races up on Facebook. I might talk a shit ton of shit on Facebook because I be riding down that road. I ain't got shit to do. But when I grudge race, most motherfuckers don't even know I'm grudge racing. And that's how I have to keep my shit. I had 17 grudge races last year and two different cars. I lost one.
Damn.
Motherfuckers don't even know it.
You ain't lying.
But like I said last week, motherfuckers like you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers like to show up to events. You know what I'm saying? These event races and these motherfuckers talking about they want to please the crowd and shit. I get two fucks about racing in front of the crowd. I want me and this other motherfucker to race. That way I can either make my money, lose my money, and ain't no whole lot of eyes, ain't no whole lot of cameras out there. Because, you know what I'm saying, in my opinion, which I don't know why motherfuckers ain't realize this shit, once you get exposed, your grudge racing shit done got either fucked up or real limited. You got to start running motherfuckers out your class because motherfuckers see who you beating or you just ain't thinking of racing no more.
Yeah.
So, I don't
some people like to do it in the public eye. Some people don't. Shit, it's a whatever you like. It ain't for me to goddamn talk about it because you want to go do it in front of 1,000 people.
Yeah,
do it. You want to do it in the backyard with nobody else? Cool too. Shit.
Right. I mean, you know, and like I said, I personally like the motherfuckers who like to race out in the public guy, because I'm sitting right back watching. You know what I'm saying? I done paid my little old $15 to get in to watch niggas grudge. I mean, my fault. Watch motherfuckers grudge race or whatever, so that's what I come to watch. But when I grudge race, shit, it's going to be quiet as kept, quiet as I can keep it. So I can move up on
unless
the
radar. Unless you race a bad motherfucker like me, because I'm going to get your goddamn ass. Back, goddammit, you believe that.
Get fucked up. Get fucked
and
up.
I'm gonna take your goddamn mirror. I'm gonna take your goddamn mirrors off the side of the car too, so you can't, if I'm behind, you can't look back and see if I got out the gas or not, motherfucker. You.
Cause you know I'm looking. Goddammit, 3:30. If you ain't by me, you better get some waffles. Shit. No, I'm looking.
Yeah,
I can't race without mirror.
I say, Joel, if motherfucker really want to race, they'll pick up the phone. If motherfucker really wanted to race B after they seen that post, they would have called him. That's what I feel like. They would have hit him on the back lines and figured out what they can get going, even if they didn't fit the rules. If they just see the man want to race, if they really wanted to race, they would have called him up like, hey, man, look, I don't fit them rules, but shit, I want to, you know, what me and you can figure out, I want to race.
Right. I did make another post and say Mustang, you know, shit like that go. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know how the fuck I was missing your post. I ain't seen none of this shit.
Hey.
Maybe I gotta go back and follow you or something. So what happened?
Nah,
on
I think you ready to leave in about 15 minutes. I'm probably leaving by 8 o'clock.
What happened on the Mustang post?
Okay. Yeah, that's cool.
Go on mute, King.
Motherfucker, hold the line.
Yep. If they really want him, they'll go get him. I don't know what they scared of. Shaking motherfucker, he ain't did shit yet.
Ain't did shit.
Yeah, that's all he did. Knocked everything that was loose from up under that motherfucker.
Hey, I got a good skirt tactic, I'll tell you that. I'm not a skirt motherfucker. I can do that. I got that down pat.
Yeah,
I can scare the shit out of motherfuckers. Right now.
Make a motherfucker chase.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of motherfuckers.
I tell you what. Yeah, that's crazy. I tell you what. I'm finna go, cause I got to finish getting ready. I got a whole eventful night. So I appreciate all the
all
birthday
right,
wishes
man.
And stuff
happy
like
birthday.
That. Yeah.
All
but,
that good stuff, man.
Happy birthday, ugly ass bastard.
But I tell y'all what. Fuck how it turned out. Lock me in. I'm going on mute. I got to get ready. Y'all heard it.
Let's see. 832-9202. Your mic open.
You know what it is. 832-9202. You know what it is.
Who is? Oh, hell.
It's gonna be some hell. I got my piece back today. I'm trying.
You still ain't ready.
You hear me? Can you hear me though? I want to show you hear me. Don't waste the conversation. I'm trying to hook all these speakers up. I came home early because I wanted to use my new speakers in my house, and I don't think they're working right. So can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, thank you.
We can hear you. Still ain't got no oil pressure.
Don't worry about no oil pressure. I bet you I'll be ready in 2 weeks. But that ain't the point. I hear y'all talk about the racing. See, me, I'm hooting racing. I'm ghetto racing. Call your ass out. I want the world to see you spit your motherfucking ass in pieces. I ain't doing it behind spend no $100,000, over $100,000 on my shit and put in the backyard and race your ass. I want the world to see me spit your ass down the middle, bro. I ain't did this for me. I did this for my fans and me. And I did it for me, but I want to win that money. I want to be number one one day. And if I can't let the world see me crack you in your ass, who's going to vote for me?
Do you get fan mail? I don't want to know. I'm curious.
Listen. I don't know about fat mail, whatever that is, but listen. All like me, I'm coming the way I'm coming. I'm big tires. I got my tires. I'll probably be chafed between my legs. My tires going to be so big in the middle, so close to each other. If I run a turbo car, little tire, they want to run me head up shit. That's a turbo against a nitrous with a bunch of tires. We all equal out by that time, don't we? What's the difference?
Yes.
You turbo, everybody don't want to race. I'm going to come on side of your ass 2,000 motherfucking pounds and goddamn and ready to get your ass, run your head up with big tires. So what's the difference? I'm advanced with big tires and lighter cars, and you advanced, you turbo with little tires. Come on, now you can't say I face little turbo car. They flying too. I ain't giving a damn about no motherfucking turbo car. Give me 1 month. I'm going to make 2 hits and everybody, all them little tire cars, I'm going to give them the back tire to make it even. The ones I know
That's a tall order.
Turbo car and all that bullshit.
I didn't just see this motherfucker, but I'm better get this bitch every time.
Damn, they want to run a turbo car against me head up. I'm going to run his ass. Yeah, that's your fault.
Joe, we've been waiting to see this motherfucker for the last 2 years.
No, you ain't been waiting long. You ain't been waiting long at all. They rushed the motherfucker.
I want to see you.
You better see. You can't see.
Rambo. Rambo, don't get on here with that shit today, man.
Let me think, though. I'm going to get on the loan. I'm going to get
on the loan.
I broke a cam on the
break out.
Break their ass.
Rambo,
I'm getting
Rambo.
My money, Bill. I don't care. I'm breaking their ass. That brake car shit ain't going to survive. Carter B, that motherfucking brake car ain't going to get it. I don't want no brake car.
Hey, little Bill, I got to interject on this one thing. I got to put a brake clause on all that.
No, you're not. I'm putting my money. Take my money, brother. Take my money. What's the problem with y'all?
You ready this week, Rambo? Rambo, you ready this weekend, man? You ready this weekend?
I just told you. And being a witness, I just got my cam back. And they say my motor's going to be back together in about two weeks.
But you ain't listening to what they saying. That means you got to run a flag on them. You saying everybody with a flag.
I'm not going to run them last. I ain't scared of
anybody. You said anybody
from the top down. I'm starting from the bottom. I feel like, nigga, bro, I feel like I got a chance with my shit. I didn't build a car that I ain't got no chance with. If I did that, I would have built a street car where I can ride to the movies and take my girl to Home Depot and shit and get some food for the house. I didn't build that. I built a motherfucker to destroy motherfuckers, bro. Now, if I can't destroy
you build one of them motherfuckers to get a break clause.
You I'm going to break their ass. That's what's going to happen.
What kind of car is it?
A car under pressure trying to 6 foot, 60 foot with a car like mine, they going to have to come on and do some shit they ain't used. Like, damn, I don't want to lose. Let me turn this bitch up. Let me try to leave with this motherfucker. You can't leave with me with them little ass tires, man. Like, I'm going to show y'all something, bro.
Rambo, what kind of car you got?
The car don't worry about the car I got. The car I got, put on your ass, too.
He bought one Fast and Furious.
What's one Fast and Furious?
Yeah.
How you gonna get a race, Rambo, if you telling the man don't worry about what kind of car you got, man?
They gonna see it.
Well, you gotta let the man know. The man asking what kind of car you got, so let the man know what you're working with.
He got a Camaro. Do that make them all run the same? I got same cars.
You got a Camaro. Is it small block, big block? What is it? Two chassis?
What color?
Oh no, God damn! Y'all will not see that. That's being nosy. Okay, what's your car?
Hey, Rambo. Chill out. I don't give a damn what's under the. I just want to know what the car look like. Is it a 2010 Camaro, or a 1969 Camaro? What color is it? Like,
it's
give me some description. Huh?
It's real. It's pretty, and it smell like
got
aluminum.
That.
It's pretty. It smell like aluminum. And
the head. Up,
it smell like aluminum. It's real pretty, and the motor is kind of, you know, it's got solenoids on it.
I don't care about the motor. I don't care about the motor. I want to know what the car looked like.
I got five thousand rims on it. Rambo.
The man asking what year car you got. What year Camaro you got?
What difference do it make?
Man, I ain't
I got a 2010. I got a 2008. What's that got to do? Okay. You want to know? Let me get it painted. You want to know what size drawers I wear? You want to know what size socks? And you want to know how big my head is and all that shit, man? I don't want to be. I'm grudge racing, man. I ain't asked you what size turbos you got. What size turbos you got?
Man, ain't nobody asked you none of that bullshit.
Austin,
you
want to
know my color?
My car cute like me, man.
We both bow-legged. And what else? I got Lexan glass. I got computer. I mean, what else?
What is this? What's this? Well, I put a couple of hitches. It's not 30 today. Goddamn COVID. They goddamn COVID shot. Motherfuckers got a couple of hitches. Skills up. What year is the car? What does the car look like? That's all I want to know. I don't give a fuck what parts is on it. What color is it? What year is it? What body style is it? It's a simple question. It's a good racer.
But right now it's a 2005. So did that help you a little bit?
The 2005 Camaro?
We ain't going to see that motherfucker until next year.
Hold on.
It's going to be painted Mary Kay pink.
Did he say 2005 Camaro?
You say it for now. You can crack jokes. Don't you get on my list.
Hey, if you got a 2005 Camaro, boy, you got one of a kind, because that motherfucker ain't never existed.
I know. Hey, I'm a one of a kind. This is what I'm gonna show you, some one of a kind shit. Say, what you say? You gonna never see my? What my boy just say? He gonna see my car? What? Don't be a victim. Don't be a victim.
See your car. We ain't gonna see your car till next year, Rambo.
Say it again.
And
say
it's gonna
it
be
one more
Mary
time.
Kay, and it's gonna be Mary Kay pink. And you bring it out, that car gonna be painted Mary Kay pink.
Oh no! You pissing me off. I'm mad than a motherfucker. Ooh, Lord have mercy.
And with a name like Cardi B,
put that man mic on me. He ain't talking about shit.
Ooh, man. Since my fist think I felt, I got to shoot something, people. Yeah, y'all got me fucked up. And you think I'm on this show tripping y'all again? I've been quiet for about a month. But now I'm back on again. I got
one more
I got the clearance for
another month. There you go. Matter of fact,
I give you $1 every day you quiet. How about that?
Ooh, shit. I might need that to buy my shocks. They 10,000. Ooh, I need some help.
Yeah, I mean, you got 10,000 days to shut the fuck up.
You got 10,000 years to shut your goddamn mouth.
Say, bro, tell me your boss when you talk to me. Don't you talk to me.
I got a brake cloud. I got a brake cloud.
Don't be a brake cloud. Yeah. Don't talk to me like that, man. Lower your voice when you talk to me.
Nigga, I'll run you with no money in the car right now.
Yeah, I bet you won't.
Hey, JP.
Lower your voice when you talk to me.
This man said lower your voice when you talk to me, but he the one yelling with an echo in the background.
Oh, okay. That's the echo.
He getting mad because he named the car named Cardi B, and his car going to be a thot. Everybody going to be fucking her.
That's what y'all thought she was a thot. You're going to see the pussy tight, bro. Because it's going to be hard to fuck her. They've been lying. The thot is what
hey, Rambo. Hey, Rambo, is your this car ready yet right now?
What you want, thot?
Dre,
your
Dre,
car
Dre,
ready
he just
now?
Got the motor back. He just got the, he got the motor back again.
I just got it back.
Check the fuck up until it's ready.
Is your car ready right now?
He got the cam back, not the motor.
Shit, I'm going to take the motor back.
We got the cam back.
Yeah, I got the cam back. Oh, so is Drayton ready right now?
Yeah, they said they're ready to lock you in this weekend.
You
got to
lock
me
in
this weekend,
so y'all going to do it with the 69?
Yeah, come on with it.
So, head up, let's do it with the 69.
10,000 on 10,000, locking in.
Make it 12, because you want to count with the money.
Hold up, make it 20.
Oh, no, you playing now. Oh, no, you playing now. Oh, you think this is a motherfucking joke. They
well, lock it in and get you the 320.
Hold on, you a bad
damn, Dre, you done ran him off, huh? That's all you had to do?
I guess so.
Hello?
He didn't put the phone down.
I ain't put a damn thing down. I'm going to put them down. I'm going to put their motherfucking ass down. I ain't going to be playing with y'all no more. Y'all have some trouble.
That's all I'm going to say. I'm on the show. I got my, they say my motor should be back together in 2 weeks. We're going to pull it.
Hold on, Rambo. We got some hands up. 817-6258. Mr. Jackie, your mic open.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Come on in now.
Hey, y'all go ahead. I'm off lunch now. Y'all go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. Yeah, he want to listen to the hooligan. He want to listen to the hooligan. I'm the hooligan racer. I ain't got no restrictions. Fuck, if I got to run you, just do it like men. Let's line them up. Damn, I'm sorry I bought my tires too big. I'm sorry my Willy boys is too far out. And you don't have no Willy boys, you on small tires. I'm sorry for you. But you thought that way was better for you, not better for me. So
if
I feel car. We all different people. I'm not going to build my car like you want me to build it. I build my car the way I want it for what I want to do to the world. I want to destroy the world. Anybody line up on me, I want them to be behind me at the finish line. That's all that matters to me. I don't give a fuck what it costs. I am going to be number one. I promise y'all.
Man,
I bet that.
Shut up.
No, I won't tell me to shut up because you got a bad ass car. I got
you
a car
got
in my
no
garage.
You ain't got badass nothing. You got a badass fucking imagination. What the fuck you got?
No, ain't no imagination.
Shut that shit up.
If I had a good imagination, I wouldn't be imagining about a fuck ass car. I'd be imagining about a big ass yacht in Clear Lake where I can get on that motherfucking talk shit to y'all while I'm fishing because y'all bored in a motherfucker. Y'all imagination feel like some preachers or something. Yeah. I can tell you exactly what I got. I can show you everything under my hood, and that's going to show you how fast my car is. I know some people got 900 cubic motors and they ain't flying. So what that got to do with something? I know somebody got 600 cubic motor run faster than 900. So what's the difference? No, it's everybody's different. I heard you say earlier, okay, people be telling what your car is. I'll tell them what I got. Tell them Pat Musa, all that shit. That don't mean shit. Pat Musa be getting his ass whooped on the street I lost, but I'm going to be different. Because I'm at the track. I'm a hooligan racing. Ain't no rules in my racing. Go on Pro Tree and get to the other line. That's what you do. And the only reason I'm talking tonight is I got my piece in. Excuse me for interfering with y'all, but y'all ass in trouble. That's all I can tell you. I'm going to come to your house and talk to you. Don't talk shit to me on this show and think I won't show up at your house. Yeah. That's how
you done, Rambo? You done?
That's how we going to do it.
You done, Rambo? Yeah. Can we go on with the show now? You got
it.
You got
it
out your system, man.
I got my system. Let me listen to some of these powers. Let me listen to some of these powers. Then you see some of these powers on here.
Yeah,
that
we're gonna let you get out your system, God dog.
God damn it, I'm gonna do some real shit. My system, I feel good, boy. I can do 4 push up right now with no problem.
Four
push up right now. I guarantee you, I bet y'all won't bet that. Yeah, it took me a long time to get 4 push-ups. Shit, I ain't tripping. I'm a tough person. I ain't going to do no lying. I'm going to tell the truth. Yeah, along with the show. I want to see who got all the pressure going to talk shit. Since I ain't got my all pressure down for 2 weeks, we're going to see who got all the pressure right now today that's fit to come on the show and do something, unlock something. Let me, Rambo going out. Y'all need to go to O'Reilly and box. I say all pressure. I ain't say you got a box of all sitting in your garage. Hello?
That's about all you got right now, Rambo.
At least I got my all. And I told you I ain't going to put it. What I'm putting in that fund right now. In 2 weeks, I will have all pressure. Yeah. Okay, but now I'm being quiet. Now let's see the people with all pressure. Since they voted me out to be quiet, guys, my all pressure's out of date. Let's see.
I just got one question for Rambo.
I know you was coming in. I know you're going to get me sooner or later.
Come on, Mr. Jackie.
Do you put the whole clown suit on, makeup and everything when you get on here on Wednesday? I mean, the big nose, the shoes and everything?
No, yeah.
I just want to know.
Okay, you know, I just told you, I ain't no lying. Ain't no lying in me. Ain't no lying. I'm sitting here with my motherfucking boxer on with a T-shirt on, shining with Bay Ball, shadow boxing like I'm going to do y'all at the track. I'm always be...
Only thing you're going to box is a bucket of chicken. Now, come on now. Don't lie to us. We done seen you yet.
I had chicken today, and I ain't had chicken in months because I'm trying to lose weight. I'm trying to get my health right because I'm thinking about getting in my car myself. Oh, but nobody's supposed to know that. You know, I keep talking.
Well, look here, JP. I was trying to tell King B happy birthday. That's why I clicked in earlier.
Oh, y'all go ahead.
Oh,
okay, King B. Oh, I ain't know it was his birthday today.
Yeah, he's still on here. I think he's listening, but he said he's over there getting ready.
Nah, he even got out before Rambo got her talking bullshit. He don't want to hear Rambo.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Jackie, D, appreciate it, man. I'm really listening. I'm just trying to do what I do real quick.
Happy birthday to you, bro. I didn't know that, man. Happy birthday to you. Damn. Now, all the people that are pressing.
Y'all know I'm at work, so it takes me a little while to respond. I got to come off mute and everything. But, yeah, no problem, man. Shit, hope you have many more.
Okay, now we got to that way. All pressure people, push one. Lock some braces in, do something. Y'all talking about me? I can't talk too much. I'm 2 weeks out. Okay, that's what about the ones ready today? Push the one button, the ones that are pressure. I want to see what it's like to have our pressure, and I'm talking shit on the radio, on the phone, on the show. How many people going to, when they tell them you got all pressure, they really going to race you? But most people want to race you when they know you don't have all pressure. Because they know you ain't got all pressure. Oh, nigga, when you kill them, go down this week, I'm going to run you. I just told you I ain't got all pressure. Now let's talk to the people that got all pressure right now today, and I guarantee the show going to get quiet as hell. Watch this. All pressure people speak only. Exactly. So don't get scared on what I'm saying, because I will have hard pressure in 2 weeks, and I'm not going to let nobody get away. I'm starting from the bottom. First race, I know for sure, me and the grudge, I'm giving him the back tie, me and him, $1,500, and me and him going to do it. Fresh off the wrench.
Well, I'm with JP. We've been waiting on this damn car since Tracy had a show. And
that's a different car here. Yeah, don't worry.
We don't know what it was, Rambo, because we ain't never see the first one, the second one, or the third one. So it got all the same car to us. You've been coming out.
Okay. Well, I bet you what? I bet I made history. I mean, I did have a car. Now, y'all, you said I never had it. I never raced. The first person I ran was out of. Go in there and say Rambo versus Birdman and watch who you're going to see. Freddy Krueger in here. I blowed up now. I blowed up on side of them, but I did race because nobody else was racing. Go in there and say Rambo versus Birdman and watch what you're going to see. Freddy Krueger and Birdman. Get you some popcorn and get you a large drink. Yeah, but you ain't seen shit. Nah, right now, it's, man, ghetto racing is, man, woo. Ooh, I can't wait, man. God damn. Ooh. Anybody with all pressure, please let me more how I feel to have all pressure and call somebody out. I don't have all pressure, so I can't get too hyped. I'm up to 4 push-ups. I'm kind of tired right now, but I would like to rest. Anybody here with all pressure, I would like to see what it's like to have all pressure and can talk shit right now. Call somebody out. Push the 1. You might have to fool them and put 2. They'd be pushing 2 like they, I was pushing 1. Oh, sorry, you're pushing 2 and actually didn't get on the show. All pressure people, what happened? Y'all went to sleep? I understand. So I could talk 2 weeks out. Guess what? Nobody's doing shit no way. Look at this. Look at this. All pressure people, where y'all at? All pressure people, come on online. Press 1-9. Is that how this shit go? Now look at the show. Look at the show. Look, that's a shame. Y'all should be shaming yourself. Push that 1 and call somebody out. God damn. Ooh, I don't want my kids to be like this. This is scary. Hello? This is, they don't, ain't one thing about it, none of y'all ashamed. Y'all ain't even ashamed about the shit. Get over here in front like you want to race. Do something. If you got all pressure, act like you. Hope the next person you call out don't have all pressure. Call somebody with all pressure. At least you're talking. Because right now, y'all is really paused. They stand for the event, because guess what? We wouldn't have events. We wouldn't even have no fucking races. I would never smell no gas. Yeah, man, this is so pathetic. You keep it going and talk about who ain't this, who ain't this, but y'all got all pressure on the phone. Now y'all ain't saying nothing. I know at least 10 people here with all pressure. Ain't nobody can't get nothing though. Come on, man. What the fuck? What the fuck? What y'all waiting on?
Who are looking for a race?
That's what I'm saying. Whoever got all pressure, nobody on the scene, right?
Are you looking for a race, or are you trying to get
said,
somebody?
No, they said, I can't talk shit, right? They said, listen, sir.
Oh, no. I think King B. Hold on, rapper. Hold on, rapper. I think King B was looking for y'all, Lorenzo, or something with,
I talked with him. I told him I'm not for sure we're going to be there with that car this weekend. But,
Okay.
I mean, we will run them with no problem. We will run them with no problem.
No,
is Rambo looking for a race?
They said
I think he said two weeks.
Is he looking for a race in 2 weeks?
No, but listen, what I'm saying. I understand. I gave y'all the show. I got back off the show. Y'all made me say no all pressure. People with all pressure today on his phone right now, push the button, line up somebody. Well, they got all pressure like you got.
Hold on, Rambo. Let me open up some of these mics. 832-1601, your mic open.
That's a person, he got all pressure. He thought he put a block in line. You say hello. He didn't.
713-6993, you might go.
Yeah, man, I'm looking for Troy Jackson if he in.
You looking for who? Troy?
Troy.
Oh, Troy on here.
I want to run Troy with my Mustang.
There we go.
Let me see who on here.
Now we talking.
Hey, dog, you on here? everybody don't hear that.
I can let my wife drive it though.
Let your wife drive it.
Ooh, Lord, that's not some bad with oil pressure.
I got oil pressure.
Hold on.
Is anybody going to answer this man?
Hold on. 214-5880,
your mic open. No, I ain't got your money now, but I get it. So, hey, I don't have to wrestle you to go home. You're a little too rough for me, though. I mean, you at least got to let me get...
What's going on?
What's going on?
Let me see, man. Shit, baby, listen, understand me. Just checking Rambo out.
Hold up, man. Let me see if I can get Troy on here, man. Somebody looking for Troy.
Yeah, people are all question. Nobody was coming back. What the kind of shit is this?
Hey, I got a question I need to put out there. I got a race coming out July 4th weekend, 2nd to 3rd. I got two cars. One, possibly two cars coming to my race, and they looking for action. One is Salted Bitch. They want a nitrous car. Another car is Palm.
Well, goddamn, Rambo can run both of them. A big, long dick. Rambo can run both of them.
I want somebody that's going to actually show up and race. I don't want the man coming for nothing. But a week of the race, that Monday, he wants to lock in.
You say stop? They bring a Salted Bitch?
He's not trying to go back and forth. Palm.
Yeah, that sounds like a good race for Little Larry.
On
275. I'm going to call him.
Yeah, Little Larry race, he wants to lock in.
What race Little Larry before the fall? Center Dallas.
Something in Dallas.
All pressure people.
Hey, now, you might
got it.
We already discussed that with them by Plum and Larry. That's already understood.
Okay. Somebody over here looking for Troy, man. Okay.
You got the
call? Well, I figured you was on here. You can speak. I don't know what they
were
doing.
Well, you can operate. You can't call the man. You're operating.
Ain't you the lawyer?
Yeah, but you called. He called for Troy. He ain't called for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, call the man like you call anybody else.
That sounds violent.
I'll call Troy later. I just thought maybe he was on here.
Nah, I'm going to get him on. I'm just giving JP a hard time. Let me get him on.
I just like giving Troy a hard time.
Yeah.
But I'm getting him on right now.
I also want to make an announcement about my races July 4th weekend. We do have it's not the Little Hitter, but it's the original last man standing where the Little Hitter was born from. We run a 5-10 cap, and it's going to be a 2.5 entry fee. We're going to put 1,000 on top, 8-car minimum. But it's a 5-10 cap. You know, anybody can get in, you know, no matter what power out of you have, turbo, nitrous, blown, whatever.
Yeah.
There's no bracket
cards. Open to whoever.
Yeah. So, you know, when they get more guys, you know, there's...
Hold on, here go Troy here. Come on, Troy. That sounds like something for Rambo to get in there.
What's up, JP? What's up, Kato?
What's up, man?
What's up?
Hey.
What's up, everybody? What's going down?
Somebody looking for you, Troy. I don't know who it was, man.
Oh, God damn.
Yeah, I'm going to get some of that Troy Jackson money.
Oh, jeez. God damn. Who am I speaking with?
They call me the man, son.
They call you what?
The man.
Sound like James K, man.
That's who it might be then. He said he'd let his wife drive, so it might be who it is.
Yeah, it sounds like James K. What's going on, Mr. K?
Yeah, not much, bud. I try to get on that G-body if you have to all lock back out.
Oh, shit. Yeah, man.
I got to I gotta get her started easy. I gotta get her started easy with somebody that got glass windows and a streetcar like she.
Right, right, right.
Gotta get her courage up.
First. Right. Yeah, you definitely gonna fuck my head.
Yes, sir.
What else been going on, JP? Shit, I've been missing the next for a couple weeks.
Oh, man, ain't nothing, man. This dick. Just in the Rambo, man. He over here ranting and raving. Trying to get him signed up for, I'll see if he's going to get in that last man standing at Lorenzo, them race. That 5 feet cap, I think that'd be a good. No, he said he just got the cam back today.
Oh, okay.
He got the cam back from Pat today.
They man got all pressure. I can't talk for 2 weeks. So I'm just two people who got all pressure. The people on his line got all pressure. I want to see how it feels to lock a race. They told me I can't talk right now for 2 weeks. They going to hate they put me out for 2 weeks. And when I get all pressure, I'm going to be the hellest motherfucker on this phone. But right now, I don't. Now, who got all pressure now? I want to see what it feels like to have two cars on this phone right now with all pressure, like men's, lock the money up. Do y'all need to borrow the money? I'll put 500, whatever the bravest man on here. I'm going to put 500 with.
The bravest man what? To lock a car in?
To lock
him?
You in?
No, they don't mess with me. I'm out the question. I'm going to oil pressure. They talking about this week. And I know, Troy, I know you a race. I ain't worried about it. I know you a race. You just
nah,
sit
I was
back
just,
and
I was just asking. I was just asking, make a conversation. Shit, I'd be glad not to the car.
Hey, Troy, they know, Carl, you going to race.
323-6564, your mic open.
All pressure.
323, shit.
That's you.
323-6564. They just listen.
Joe, what's happening, man? What's up, Joe?
What up, big dog?
You think I ain't got no keyboard in front of me, but I know voice. What you been up to?
Man, shit. Chilling. Holding this thing, I'm going to look out the window.
Troy, same shit he always doing, being messy.
Being messy. That is one messy motherfucker. I'm a cop.
Y'all call it messy. I call it exposing motherfuckers.
Okay, well,
me and JP
call it messy. When you bring your car back out, that bitch new name is messy. That's going to be the name of your motherfucking car.
I'll let you name it if you get beside it.
Yo, that ain't no problem. That bitch gonna have a name then, shit. You ain't saying shit. Ain't nobody scared of you.
We can lock it right off the bat.
You goddamn right we can. Kevin, can we lock it in? Kevin. Kevin.
You sure can? You sure can? Do what you do.
Okay. All right. Lock.
Then you gotta ask.
How much you want? How much you want to do it for you with your car?
Don't worry
car.
About the money wise. I didn't say nothing about my car. I said lock. You hear me?
I said we could do it when you get beside it.
You right. When I get beside you.
And now you want to goddamn be put. Okay. All right. I got you. I got you. You slick motherfucker. You
got goddamn you. Right. AK Messi. Get a shit look.
I got 500 with Troy. He the one who was the bravest all pressure man tonight. He the bravest man on all pressure tonight. Troy is. I got my 500
hey, JP.
With Troy.
Yeah.
JP.
Yeah, come
King
on.
Can B still on him? Can B still on him?
Yeah, he on here. He's on here just listening. He said he was getting ready or something, but he's still on here.
Oh, Lorenzo said he'll look at him. He ain't got to look for no action. Then Lorenzo said he'll look at him. The ring on her. I know. He just said there. Look at him. King B. Stay looking with the back.
Yeah. That's what I said. That's why I thought Lorenzo was calling because he was. But at whatever car, the XPL car, sir.
I'm not for sure we're going to be there with the XPL car this weekend, but I'm sure we will run it with no problem.
I like
Have anybody heard the show? Since the show is quiet right now, all the guys that got all the press ain't ready to talk. Can I talk some? Have y'all heard from Flip yet? Flippy, from Daddy's with the Orange Pumpkin, I Rock. Have y'all heard from him yet?
What's his name? Rambo?
Orange Pumpkin.
No, what's the person's name?
Flippy. With the orange high rock, looking like a pumpkin.
Yeah. 832-1601. You might go.
He know I got to run.
What's up, JC?
What's up? What's up?
Man, I thought you were supposed to call me earlier, man. You know what I'm saying? To give me the instructions how this shit go.
I got another hard pressure.
Oh, shit. Man, you supposed to been on here, man.
Man, I put your
car on the cover of the show tonight because I figured you was gonna be on here hot and horny trying to lock somebody in for this weekend, and you pulled a no show on me, man.
Nah, listen. I kind of got a little problem, but I don't. If somebody lock in the weekend, we'll be there, but we ain't coming just to bring no car to a show. You know what I'm saying? So ain't nobody. My son put a post on there Sunday, and motherfuckers liked it. So ain't nobody said nothing. So we ain't just dragging no car because they cost the tuner, the drive. You know, it ain't nothing free. So ain't nobody. Everybody declined. So we don't want to be bullied. So we might not be there without a car unless somebody get up and they come in and get a DP and we put the money up and this that and then we'll be there. Tomorrow, Thursday.
Well, that's understandable.
He got all pressure, man.
You can't get a raise with your G-body. King B can't get a raise with his G-body. Man, what y'all doing? Y'all scanning everybody with these motherfucking G-bodies?
Nah, I don't really know, but I know we want to smoke. My son asked, I told him he ain't never got an answer to what he want to put on there. And I asked him to keep taking the post to see what. And he said everybody that we even thought about, we just ain't said they like the post, so they ain't want no smoke. So we just ain't going to be bullying. We just going to stay in the bushes until Lorenzo no race, and we're going to try something, I guess. That's about it. I ain't going to keep just talking every week, saying the same thing. You know, when it's still in, you know, blow smoke. Know the wing, you know what I'm saying? So he the only one that acting like he want to do something. Other than that, we just got a car. We got a car talk, but we ain't racing. So
that's what happens when you got all pressure and still just talking. That's crazy. You got a car in here with all pressure. A little problem. Still say he'll do it.
Rambo, I think if you get your car together, I think he'll lock your ass in.
It's over. He's gonna lock your ass in. I'm giving D the back tie because he can't fuck with me like that. I'm gonna give him the back tie.
I got two of them.
I'm gonna fuck them both on the same day.
I'm a man.
I know you. I'm gonna fuck D. I'm gonna fuck him up in both cars on the same day.
But you know what? We can do something. We can put that back together. We just don't
want to
go all the way to
Dallas
and win.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying. I'm not ready. It's going to be a couple weeks for me, maybe 3 weeks before I'll be finished. But other than that, they say
LaBille
really cars
on him. Yeah, we can get that back on and pop
it
any given Sunday.
Yeah, but right now they say any cars with all press.
LaBille.
You got all press from the press? I ain't talking. I'm trying to find people with all press.
Bill, Bubba, whoever,
We get that shit on, man.
Well, the bill on, he must have clicked over or something. Yeah, the bill must have clicked over. His mic's still open. He on here.
Yeah, I told you to give me Sunday, bro.
Any day is the Lord's day, as long as my driver's available.
I'm saying, well, it's locked in for next Sunday, the following day, the following Sunday.
Okay. If ain't nothing going on that weekend, yes, sir, we sure can.
Nah, that's in the money. That's going to lock it in. I don't want to wait for the gates and all that.
Huh? Let me tell you something about this here, man. If you're going to raise, man, stop all that with old bullets talking about the money shit. If you're going to raise, if you're going to bring your motherfucking ass to the track, bring your ass to the track. Stop all that old getting on the water bitch and probably everybody
no
this shit.
Back, man,
I don't give a fuck, nigga. I was down when you were down. I still gave you time enough to get ready. I'm telling you now. I told you in the day was Sunday. So why are you going to ask me the same fucking thing?
And I gave you the money, cuz I know you really didn't want to know.
Hey, don't get on here in front of all these people, nigga. I'll do you this time if you want to.
We'll use that word, but hey, you said we want to know. So
I'm using it tonight. You just call me on the back line, nigga.
Well, $1,000, then. I'm going to send $1,000, and we're going to do $1,005 bill. See, big Sunday.
Damn.
I tried to do that with every track. I gave you time to get ready, fool. Don't come on here
going out there. I didn't, and you got paid. But I'm saying like $1,000, we can send it to you tomorrow, but next time.
I'm going to do it just like we did in the track. I gave it to the man when I got to the track. Now, if you don't want to do that, then you know what else go with it. Nothing. Now, don't call me getting me on the show without no bullshit, dude. If you go race, you go race. I ain't gonna tell you that no more.
Man, your boy on here talking about lock in, your crew.
That's right. I'm talking to you. That's my shit. I'm talking to you. I don't care what nobody else did. I'm talking to you.
And I'm telling you, I said, let's send $1,000 next Sunday on $5.
Let me see if my boy is going to be available next Sunday. I don't know.
All right.
Well,
that's all you had to say. You had to go here beating your chest. Don't let the air out there, motherfucker.
I just told you that. I gave you time enough to get ready, so you on my time.
You said
when
that
I
too.
Say I'm ready.
You said that too.
Don't get on here with all that, man. Stop it. So when the man, so when we pull in the track, the man got the money. Yeah, that's all see. Don't do that no more. I'm going to come to your house. Don't get on here with that no more.
Hey,
you
ain't
seen me.
Man, trying to raise money.
I've been wanting to raise you. I told you I want you. I want you. I don't want nobody else. I want you, and I meant that. You wasn't ready when I was ready.
Well, they just send the money in tomorrow, and then they go get some free money. Some more free money, see.
I don't want no free money. I ain't want that money. But you gave it to me.
Yeah, so see, get some more of this.
And I was being a man about it, too. I ain't think we were going to go through this no more.
Hey, I just want to race, man. That's all.
Okay. Well, I'm okay.
Everybody else is kind of want everything drag racing and all that. I just want to race. That's all, man. You're the one.
You got enough. Mike won't step up, side down. You're the one. You my boy. I told you what I'm going to do. I'm going to let the world know next Sunday, if my driver's available, we will do that next Sunday. I put down everything I know.
Bill, why is everybody, I could have sworn Junebug was on, he wants Junebug too. I could have sworn Junebug was on the line earlier. I heard his voice.
I made him get out the phone.
I know that was him, but I know I heard Junebug. I thought I did earlier today.
He don't have time for this. He likes to lock in and go racing. He don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, they always call him a June bug.
But see, that's what I'm trying to do, lock in.
Well, let me try to get him on the horn for you then, sir. Let me try to get him on the phone. I'm going to let you talk to him. Hold on.
I had it. I got it in my phone.
And if I feel up to it, I might do it in Dallas this weekend if you want to do it this weekend.
Why would I go out of town?
Okay. Well, just like you just called me out saying what you want to do, I just shot that out there to you, brother. I'm going on mute. Now, I'm just saying, Dow, you know I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to never do that. I ain't going to never take my boys out from where we from and take them somewhere else and do it. I'm just playing with you, sir. I would never do that. Okay, Junebug number. Hold on a minute. Hold on. You really want this? You really want me to call you?
The grudge too.
Hold on.
The boys been talking about the Junebug too.
He been waiting on you.
Ooh, I can't wait till I'm ready to the people. Whoa. This shit. The way people race right now, shit, I can race a motherfucker with my motor out of my car.
Hello?
Yo.
Hold on, bud.
He on here. I hear him.
Hey, that goes your boy right there.
What's up,
boy? Hey, what they talking? These boys on this show are looking for you.
Where they at, Rambo?
They all right there. You got June Bug on.
I'm right here.
There go, Bug.
What's the schedule look like Sunday after Father's Day?
What is Sunday after you?
He say, what's your schedule looking like after Father's Day?
Oh, shit. I ain't made no plans. I ain't got nothing up. What's up with
you? Oh, I want to lock in Lil Larry with you.
Lil Larry. Who is Lil
Larry? Lil Larry. That color what they got.
That color?
Yeah, they got.
All right, we'll do something.
I just told him I'll let you talk to him.
Yeah, I think my son was saying something about that.
Yeah, I had talked to him about it.
Yeah, he was telling me something about that. I told him, get a piece of that.
Yeah.
We can break that.
I want to lock in with that.
Yeah.
You going to get what you're looking for?
Yeah.
Go get the people, man. Big boy, get that out of the way.
I'm gonna tell my son, go ahead and hook that up, because they keep on until they go on to what they need.
Yeah.
Get the DP man, big boy. Get his son on the phone and get the DP man to get this out of the way.
Get his son on the phone and get the DP man.
We're gonna get him what they need.
I'm going to give
them
to
you.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
We're going to give them what they need,
goddamn. June boy. June boy, the girl is talking shit, too.
Goddamn shit.
Hey, what you going to give them?
That Mustang ain't setting no kill for these motherfuckers.
You goddamn right.
I'm waiting for him to get out of line.
I knew
that
was going to come to
Steve, but that motherfucker ready.
Yeah, I tried
to. Well, Larry, all the way out of line, he's trying to lock in. See,
The drugs been talking shit about Junebug too now.
Yeah, we talking about the Larry right now. The Larry ready to lock in tonight.
Yeah.
Get the DP man.
What?
Hey, it's yeah, DP. I don't even know. JP, it don't matter. We say son got to do it, but whoever. I want to, you know what I'm saying? Little Larry, he wants to smoke.
I can't hardly hear that, but I'll tell him I'm going to get Kendall to hook that shit up with him. With whoever he be talking to, his son or some shit. They be talking to him by race. Bill.
It might be. I don't know, but
okay,
right
yeah.
Now it's me and you. The two owners on this
motherfucker. Talking about race, and I told him let me know when they got ready.
Yeah, they have been called. I just didn't call till they got ready.
Okay, they ready, but shit, let's get to that.
He say they ready.
Okay. After Father's Day. After Father's Day, I want to break this shit for Father's Day.
Oh, you're right, Al. Oh, yeah, by the way, all fathers, happy Father's Day to everybody on here that got kids, man.
Yeah, happy Father's Day to everybody. I'm going to let y'all keep y'all listening before Father's Day. And then after Father's Day, I'm going to break your ass off, huh?
No shit, I'm home with Junebug talking shit.
My
they said Junebug asleep.
God damn it, it's my time, motherfucker.
Leo, you holding.
He said,
you got to go get you on the phone, bud.
Huh?
They thought I was going to get you on the phone.
We never thought you couldn't do that.
I just told you, well, lock you in and lock him in. See, I said they thought I wouldn't get you on the phone. I
didn't
say he wasn't going to get on the phone.
Oh, yeah. See, he know how to get in touch with
him. We're
from the south side.
We're
talking about.
Deposit.
Over the
north side.
See,
home
state.
Yeah.
Back to me.
Yeah, I know where you're from. That's really why you're going to get your ass cracked.
Right. See, boy, man, I'm saying, let's go get that DP man put $1,005 or better. Bill, you can fall in line. I can kill two birds, one shot, the same thing.
How much you say? What do you say?
It's like $1,005 or better. On Sunday.
What do you say?
On the Sunday.
He said $1,000 or better.
Yeah, that's cool shit. Ain't no thing shit. We do that. That ain't nothing. That sound reasonable. It's something to lose after Father's Day.
Man, get the DP on the phone, big boy. Get the DP man. We got to get DP man tonight. We ain't got to
talk Hey, I'm at a restaurant to eat, but tell me, enjoy yourself for Father's Day, and I'll keep eating with him.
Okay. Oh, you okay. You get him?
Say that $1,000 for me.
Okay. All right, bro. I hit you up.
All right.
So, Bill.
Huh?
So you going to put the $1,000 up on?
With your book?
Yeah. And you won't put it up for yourself? I know you scared of me. Fuck you.
I said yeah. It's the same right. Gonna get a man to mind
with you. You said we entered the gate, but I'm talking about before then with him. You said you put it up. So if you put it up for him, you can't put it up for yourself. So that let me know if you don't show up and put it up, you ain't gonna race. But if you lock the race, if you don't show up, it's void. But we send that money tomorrow, and we don't show up that day, neither one of us, somebody's going to lose money.
No. He asked me, would I put the money up for him? I told him, yeah. That's on the same
page. I said, but you won't put it up for yourself. You talking about it through the gate. So if you don't put it through the gate, we ain't going to race.
I'm putting it up for myself. If I enter the track, I'm giving Sam $2,000.
That's all right. I don't want to race. I'm in it beforehand. If you don't show up, then it ain't no race. But I'm saying, if you put it up, you won't either come or lose it. That's what I'm saying. That's the whole thing about it, the lock money. So if you put the lock money, you either going to show up or you're going to lose it. If it was the gate, I ain't got to go through the gate. Then it ain't never up. I ain't got to race. I ain't got to lose it. Send the money tomorrow. I'm going to send my $2. You send your $2. And we pick the time and date and such. And whoever ain't there, that's whoever will put the money. And then we're going to run five or better both races.
Yeah.
No, I agree to his race, but I thought it was the same stiff that I got. Get my money stand when I enter the gate.
Well, he gonna be coming through the gate too. That's cause he put his own money up. Nah, I want to know beforehand why I know it. I'm gonna get $2,000. I'm gonna lose $2,000 if I can't race.
We didn't say two thousand dollars to somebody tomorrow or tonight.
Well,
you put it up with somebody else. You hesitate. So you fine. I know you're scared.
I'll say it.
The man said he eating.
He said he will put the money up when he gets through eating. I said, I got you.
All right, we ain't gonna worry about you. We know you scared. But who gonna be the DP man for with this man Zoom? But I sent my money, and you put the money up for him. He get back with you, cause you ain't gonna put your hands up. So who gonna be the DP man?
I don't let another man hold my money. I'm a grown man. Why would I have to lock my motherfucking money on a motherfucking phone?
No, we talking about Zoom, bro. So who gonna be the DP man? You want to be? You say Sam?
Well, hold on. Let me get his son on the phone. That's what he want me to call. Hold on.
I know, but we talking about the DP man. No. Who going to hold the money?
Hold on.
JP?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You see, when we see on the learn this, it never goes as planned, so it's pointless for us to get on here, try to cut this, when we just, what they say, event racing, or showing up at events to make hits. I wish they'll get out of line if they think
that
we make hits there.
Lock it up in.
Hello?
That's
a bug right there.
When I get to the track, we'll lock it up in. I ain't doing all that no more. When I get there, we'll lock it down. Just add the money and the ball. Ain't no lock nothing. We're going to lock them motherfuckers up when we put them up on that line.
The racing game is switch. I don't know if somebody had a bad understanding about paying money.
Because they don't want to pay and all that old shit, we lock the money up, we get the track. So what if you don't show up, it gets no race?
Well, when I get to the gate, I get handicapped my money. That's the way I do it.
I don't know what's going on, that's why I say I do it when I get there, ain't gonna bet nothing on no phone and locking in all that old shit.
Okay, bro.
That's cool. That's good.
I'll be there, though.
214-1193. Michael.
I'm just listening, JP.
Well,
We at least we had a little excitement for a few minutes, guys, with oil pressure. Now I don't know how I feel now. To have two people with oil pressure, and they talk really good. Everybody didn't agree how to lock the money up, but they had a good time doing a lot of talking. But now they got that locked up. Now we're having the show is open.
So it's going to be a race, Rambo, you think? You think it's going to be a race,
Rambo? Oh, no, Junebug's going to race. Junebug, he already sitting there on key. He waiting on somebody to call him. I was trying to sneak it. I thought the girl was going to call him out first, but just the boys didn't have his number or something. I don't know. But y'all stick y'all putting this in his mouth so she is. He's
well,
on race.
Well, my race is saying. I still want mine.
I don't want none.
No, yeah. But, it, yeah. Now I know how I feel to call it all, pitch how they talk. They talk about the same.
Appreciate it again, man.
Huh?
Yeah, but that's crazy, though, because if D show up to the track with this goddamn car and he don't come, then what? They done drug they shit out there for nothing. That's bullshit. That came out of his mouth. I ain't speaking with you, Bill. I'm just speaking on what he said, you know. When they asked the man, if he don't show up, what's going to happen?
He did say that the son wouldn't do all the lockup.
I'm late
to the party, JP. But since he said
in front of everybody, he agreed for $1,000. He said when he gets to the track and gets to the line, he'll pay it. No, he agreed $1,000 on $5,000. So he is not leaving with that $1,000 if he don't show up.
If he don't show up,
it's not locked, Bill. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's basically saying if he don't show up, then if Dion them go to the track they call and he don't show up, he don't get nothing. The man want to make sure he get his lockup money. If nothing else, he want to race. He don't want to go on no ifs and maybes and fifths and all that.
They can do that same shit the goddamn way they did it the first time. They came in the gate. They gave Alicat the money. It was already locked in.
We ain't talking about Lil Bill. We talking about the other race.
But that wasn't even the case because I gave mine first and it was event and we just agreed. But my whole crew didn't even want me to do that. They was against that anyway. I just did it because don't nobody want to run that motherfucker like y'all. So I just did that just to try to race.
Man, I done already. Hey, hold up. Ain't no like us, nigga. We done already called you out. I ain't got to keep fucking with you. I don't even want to talk to you about it no more. It ain't no sense. Hey, listen. It's not even no sense of talking to y'all about race, man. Because you dudes not going to do a goddamn thing but what y'all doing right now. Talk all this shit on this phone. When it's time to get out there at the track, y'all making 1,000 goddamn shakedown. Then, goddamn, you still ain't going to do nothing. So it ain't no sense of me arguing with y'all about fucking with us no more. No, everything that's always good ain't always good, homeboy. So we'll just leave y'all alone, man, because y'all not made for us, man. Y'all won't get on these phones and talk all this shit. Y'all won't get on these phones and run y'all goddamn mouth about what y'all doing and how bad y'all is. And then when motherfuckers... When a motherfucker getting y'all ass about ready, let's go. When a motherfucker tell you let's go, y'all got a million excuses. Man, y'all can miss me with that bullshit.
We ain't got to never run y'all. I wouldn't give a damn.
If
we can't go, you got a $3,000. You can't race
me anyway. Hey, listen, man. I don't even want to talk to you about that, Dion. Y'all can go ahead on, man. Go find y'all a race.
Do you have my $20? You can't raise me because you ain't got enough money. Do you have my $20?
I got your $40. Where you at, nigga?
Yeah.
I bring it to you right goddamn now. Where you at, nigga? I'm going to meet you right there and bring it to you.
So you can't raise me because you ain't got no money, fool.
Man, I'm not finna argue with y'all about it. Raise y'all motherfucker good punk out paying motherfucker. We ain't got no money arguing with y'all.
I said, my crew was kind of like, man, you should have done it. We did the fuck hell, what it is. They got paid, we ain't racing. So now I'm saying, just y'all gonna put the $1,000 up any given Sunday. If somebody don't show up, the money's in my hand, all they gotta do is make the phone call and get their money. What's so hard about that? Who don't want some free money if somebody don't show up on either end? That's all. Now, if it's so happy we all at the track the same day and somebody get it on, then it's different. But the plan before and this, that, I might not show up being what?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hey, what happened to Money on the Wood make everything good? But Dre sitting there cabin and talking like nobody don't want to race. But the man say like the whole 2000 is. What make him don't want to race, Dre? Man,
he don't know.
If I tell you I'm not talking about you, Bill, but I'm talking about he asked June to lock the money up. He already said he wasn't talking to you, but I'm saying
Money on the Wood make everything good. That's just the same situation they had with Undertaker and goddamn me, the same shit. What's the difference? Same shit.
Lock it in, nigga. Lock something in. Fuck the 20, nigga. I give you 40 when I see you. Hold up, lock something in, man. What you want to lock in, 500? I like June, boy. I like the motherfucking gray Mustang.
Man, you ain't gonna do nothing because you know they ain't gonna
That's
do
what
nothing.
I thought. I knew you'd shit your motherfucking ass up.
Same thing with that 69 over there, y'all. Cam don't want to
I like the Mustang.
Man, y'all just changed the whole
I like the 69, too. Hold on. I like the 69, too, against y'all. I like both of them cars against y'all.
I'm talking about OWK 69. I bet you can't get that motherfucker up there.
Y'all got it, Larry. Y'all got it, man. Y'all some bad motherfuckers. Y'all some bad motherfuckers. You good podcast, man. Okay, the car ain't did shit and you still don't want to race. Talk, man, motherfucker. Nigga, sit my podcast, man. Okay, lock OWK in right now. What you want to lock it in for? Larry, stop arguing with that man. What you want to lock it in for? Five mile block. I don't want to talk to y'all about nothing, man. You niggas ain't going to race no motherfucker. How y'all going to do it? What y'all doing right fucking now? Talk.
Yep. So I ain't got to lock something in, Drake. We don't want to lock something in, man. Y'all just mind this shit. So when a motherfucker try to, hey, y'all been running y'all goddamn mouth. Y'all ain't finna lock it in. Okay, we got the weak motherfucker on the show. Lock that weak motherfucking in, Drake. Lock it in, Drake. Call him, man. And lock the scene. Man, that man needed
20 last time I saw him. He can't lock in a motherfucking thing, man.
Hey, guess what? You got, where you at, D.O.? Drop your location. I'll pull up on you right quick.
Put it on somebody else 20 that needs something to eat.
Nah, I'm going to pay you, nigga. I got it from you. Where you at, nigga? Drop your location. I'll pull up on you real quick.
Hey, Dre, don't worry about that 20. I'll give it to D.O. You just like the guy.
Nah, fuck that. I don't like no nigga steady fuck with me by no 20 funky ass dog.
I don't like no nigga steady fuck with me. Going on over there.
Where you at, nigga? I'm finna pull up on you.
JP, put the mic in it. JP,
Put him on me, JP.
I wouldn't give him my. Hey, can't that nigga tell me what I have to say?
With Dion, motherfucking ass next week.
God damn, you got real race and you got characters. These niggas some characters.
Dre, the key word is lock. What you gonna do? You gonna keep talking?
What the hell y'all gonna lock in, man? Hold on, hold on. What y'all trying to do, man?
I just told you get old WK card.
Boating races this weekend. What, have y'all grabbed a man yet? No, so what the fuck y'all on here running y'all mouth about?
Man, right, we looking for y'all. What y'all gonna do, Drake? Quit trying
hey,
to
play y'all keep looking for us. We done already scared you motherfuckers once. We don't need to fuck
but
with y'all.
We still scared and we coming for some more.
Stay your ass out there in trouble. I don't need to fuck with y'all. All
right, conversation over, JP. Let's go to something else, man.
Hey, everybody else know shit. I know what y'all know too. Y'all some lip wrestling ass motherfuckers. Y'all ain't gonna run shit.
You ain't said the key word.
Sure. Hey,
my key word
is go ahead on. Hey, JP, y'all go ahead on with the show, man. I don't know if he cares so much about nothing.
Bazzi. 832-1981. Michael. 832-1981. Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, you know, the man didn't want Junebug to put his money up, shit. Because I mean, like I say, he made a valid point. The man talking about he wasn't going to pay. If he don't come, then they just fuck. Yeah. So it makes sense. You got to start getting the DP up if you want to get paid.
I thought that was the whole purpose of lock money, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. 832-6435. Your mic open.
And I would say I ain't giving you shit. But you know, that's why I don't 832-6435.
Yeah, somebody got some damn. Well, we got the TV in the background. Mute your mic.
Hey, JP.
Yeah.
JP, did you mention the dude who died, the Kennedy dude who died yesterday on the show? I didn't hear the first
one. Yeah, Keith, man. Oh, my name. We come out my block.
Yeah.
Who is that? Yeah. I don't know who that
is. He's been tricked. Sam know him kind of good. He got one of the three-wheeler bikes, the two wheels in the front. He drives.
Oh, Key Williams.
Yeah. He got a brother named Avery. He got a sister. You know, I mean, you know, he from Rosewood, he have a homestead. But he been tricked, though. Who else he used to be with?
Yeah, he had a heart attack, didn't he, yesterday?
Yeah, high blood pressure, like stroke, heart attack, something. I don't know. He said, I guess he felt bad. He pulled over or something. I don't know. He had one back in the days, you know, a little while back he had one. But shit, I don't know, bud.
Yeah, we definitely want to send condolences out, man, to him and his family, brother. Shit, that ain't never no good news when you lose.
Real cool dude, though, man.
Yeah, he seemed
like a lot of people.
I didn't know him personally, but I mean, he always spoke to him. We'll say a few words, but you know, he's pretty cool.
He walked over there and said something like, "Hey, y'all get that bitch lying out, y'all gonna have, ain't gonna have their hands full and all that." He was there that Sunday.
Yeah, I know. He hollering it in. He always speaks, but I didn't know who he was.
I mean, I didn't know what, you know, person looked like. I used to see him at the track.
Yeah. One time we rode to Mississippi the Fat Tuesday together. Me, him, Richard, Ben Laden, and Dave.
Richard and Ben Laden?
I mean, that's what I just meant to say. Yeah. These two people.
K-Dawg, you put the thumb on that one.
Oh, you know I get him. I get my whole camp if I got to get him.
JP, man, we try to bring some action to the show, man. We never get to get it.
You know what, man? Y'all got a lawyer. Y'all need to get y'all a fucking DP man on retainer, man.
We can't have our own DP man. We can have our own DP man.
Now, I ain't saying y'all DP man. We just need to get one on retainer that's going to be available whenever it's time to lock in all the time. Because we don't ever have a DP man that's readily available, look like, when it's time to lock in.
Man,
that's
But the new way DP, the new way lock in is when you get in the gate, so you don't need no DP man. You go to the man and say, we own.
Shit me. That's the case. If that's the case, shit, I'm going to lock a whole bunch
that's the way
of people in and don't show up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the way it
is.
See how it looks.
He be safe, too.
I could be a bad motherfucker. Lock here when we come through the gate.
Yeah.
Never show
up.
That's like
the CSA, the boss. Yeah. Yeah. I think Alec with the DP. If you wasn't going to be that PJP, you... Talk show with DP, too, now. You're a dependable person.
No. I don't want to be responsible for making the call.
But you're on the talk. You're a talk show host. You're a mediator for a talk show host. But you can't mediate
the dragon. I'm a talk show host. That's right. No. I don't want to be put in that position.
I'm not calling in next week. You're not a dependable person. I thought you was a good mediator. I ain't calling in next week. I'm mad.
I'm good at starting shit. You know, I'm good at starting shit, moderating the show, but I don't want to be a DP man. Put me in the middle of something that I ain't ready for yet.
No, I respect that. I respect it. I'm just talking shit. But Alexander somebody would have did.
Hey, you try to put me in a race and they got $100,000 go for the line and I make the wrong goddamn call. You ain't going to be chasing me back to my house.
But that's all right. They know you ain't got their money. They're gonna be mad
in the motherfucker.
Yeah, that's all they can do. You gotta try to defend yourself. You don't have nobody money. You going on.
Hey, they'll be like, "Well, the DP man made the call. Gotta respect the DP man call." We're gonna have a whole talk show about me the next week.
Then you gotta fry some ribs. That'll be all right.
y'all ain't gonna do me like y'all did Undertaker.
Man, you had to fry some ribs and some beans, man. Be all right.
Yeah, man.
Hold on. How somebody did Undertaker?
Huh? I'm just saying.
Undertaker wasn't no DP, man.
I'm just saying that. Well, whoever Little Larry brought up last week about that goddamn shit.
You got the number one fan, you got the number two fan. I'm the number two fan. So everybody got a position in the role, you know what I'm saying? That man is the number one wing.
The weenie man.
He's the number one weenie man. The number one weenie man. Who is the number one weenie?
You already know. I ain't got a piece of it. You already know, man. You being missed now.
You being missing now.
Damn.
Yep, but man, I guess I don't know. We just gonna wait till the Lorenzo race, and you know, we got something brewing. This is what it's gonna be.
Yeah, man, I'm sure you gonna.
Iron Man get a day off, and you know, him and Scrappy go back at it. Tyson's getting a hold of me. I mean, Buster Douglas, so we know Tyson ain't coming out no time soon. He think Buster Douglas, or he's a Robbie Gibbons trying to run out with the money, or Buster Douglas gonna knock somebody's hands. He ain't paying, right? Damn. We don't know if Tyson even exists no more, you know, shit. We heard about him, but Robbie Gibbons, we heard about him, Buster Douglas still alive. So Tyson told my this year. They go down the track before December the 31st. I'ma take the owner, driver, the owner, the safe for they to eat. And January the 1st, I'ma buy Buster Douglas, and he gonna look at Tyson. That's a problem,
man. Tyson.
I don't think Tyson be out waiting for then.
Shit.
Well, safe for they pick the highest motherfucker on that motherfucker. I'ma tell Tyson. And
yes,
then Buster Douglas gonna come look for him.
Yeah. I already know. Get your suit together now.
Douglas,
I need all of your suit.
Buster Douglas is a little Mustang. A little fox body.
A little fox body? Yeah. Okay. That's what you're driving now? That's the one you're gonna drive?
Yeah. I'm going to drive that one. If you get in there, I'm going to drive. Yeah. I ain't going to let you out. You might got to cook me. I don't really think we about to run the race with that, but I ain't going to let you out drive.
But, I mean, you know, you've been doing it longer than me, so, you know.
I've been around.
You might have an advantage, you know.
Nah, I've been around it a long time, but I ain't no driver. I never traded me one. See, that's but it's from this boy. But I guess the butterfly, they go away once you come out that water box. But all the drivers over here, they know. But till you get out that water, that motherfucker shift from whatever gear's gonna shift to. Shit, boy. It's like you got the diarrhea, so you gonna sit on that pipe, boy, till you come out that water box, and then it go away. Yeah, I ain't gonna never drive again. I'm gonna run Sam if he ever get in there. Me and Dog got something to go way back, so we gonna do something. I'm gonna get you in there. I just watch some sideline talk shit, bet the money.
He locked.
But Dog, I owe him.
Sam, he got so mad. He did.
Hey, JP, well, I ain't gonna say it on here. Well, fuck it. You know, I came to Gulfway one time and spanked it. His brother sticked his brother on me, right? So they got away. They were hitting their chest. So I was just too deep. I had nobody with me. You know what I'm saying? So I took that little L, got on the trailer, came home. I drove down there the next time. He come out there beating his chest on the phone with the insurance, come agent and all that there. I just went by him. I said, hey, dog. And let the window back up. It stuck that bitch in high gear. And he's still back there somewhere trying to get to that bridge on Goodwood. On MLK,
damn.
I mean.
we got one MP, but
I got two. Remember, I came back in my 250, and the police right there, they didn't know we was racing. They said, asked me why I was smoking the street. They asked me why I was smoking the street.
Damn.
While I was doing the street like that, they tried to give me a, they gave me a ticket for not maintaining the light, some shit, I don't know, but they would have gave me a racing, they knew I was racing, but nobody was on side of me. So I got two.
They gave you a failure to maintain, man.
Yeah, what I got. I said, you didn't see the other car? Nobody didn't know it wasn't the other car. See, it was me. Oh, damn, I'm going to take that on the back line. I won't hold you on it. That was my bad. Delete that part out the show, JP. I don't know about to go back and see
that. Yeah, we locked. But JP, actually, we're getting on MLK twice.
In what, the Charger?
Yeah. Last time he beat him, he bought the car. I bought the car. When the last time Derek beat him, I said, just leave it up, big boy. Don't worry about it. Just leave it up. No, I won't.
I was mad in the motherfucker. I left that bitch there.
Hey,
I got an Uber back home.
Hey,
Nick, you all right, buddy? Bob, glad you all right, man.
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm still a little sore.
Hey,
I heard Dion say, "Hate to see you mess up that car of yours, man." Oh man, it's all good. I heard Dion say, "Gulfway is that just past Troy?"
Just past Troy.
I just want to know. I go back on mute.
Yeah, it was just past Troy, man. It's okay. I got it. They won't come back.
Huh?
I got a ticket down there still when I was maintaining the road. I mean, my lane. I ain't paid.
Okay, Jeff, I'm going to let you go with the show, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to put this disclaimer out now. We was racing, right? He was in his F-250. I was in my smoking abandoned Trans Am. I told him, head up from the light. Don't go in four-wheel drive. Guess what he do, JP?
Had all four of them smoking.
Had all four of them jumped out. It didn't spin. It leaped out.
How did I burn a rubber if I was in four? How did I burn a rubber in four?
You didn't burn a rubber. Stop.
All right.
He jumped out. Damn,
yeah,
man. Hey, hold up, though. See, man, you supposed to at least get a man to, you know, sit him out a little bit. He got a stick shift car, man.
Yeah.
He say you're an expert. See, what you mean? I'm scared of that stick if you're an expert.
That man locked the front wheels up, JP.
JP, I got pulled over at the underpass down at the train. The police said, "Sir, I was wondering why you left the light like that." I said, "I was trying to put out a fire." And it was a woman in the car with him, too, and all that stuff. So, and I was saying, what about the other car? I thought it was two cars that had both of us pulled over. He had stopped just calling me, asking me what's going on. I said, they said I was too fast.
Goddamn, boy.
I won't be with JP. Don't listen to that nonsense. He won that day, though. He won. Cheated, but he won.
He won that day?
Yeah, he cheated, though, but he won. I took my L like a man.
Ain't never beat me. Your brother did. Come to think about it. I beat you in the Blazer. Beat your brother. You had to get your little brother. You ain't never
beat you. I beat you in the Blazer the first time you came back and beat me when you sprayed me. You sprayed me. Beating again.
Hey, I call it verified witness. The nicest way he hooked up. I thought it was.
So that's basically the only way he going to beat you then.
Yeah.
Cheat.
You got to cheat me to beat me. You got to cheat me to beat me.
I
hope you don't never go to his neck of the woods in racing because, boy, you're going to catch hell.
I went down there too. We ain't talking about that. I've been down there. We ain't talking about that. I got footage. But anyway.
He was at his backyard?
Okay, yeah. Come on over. Yeah, on homestead. Hey, but when we get out there in them G-bodies, we don't care what he can spray. I'm spraying. We know what it is.
JB.
And parachute going to be in effect.
JB, I lost one. I ain't gonna lie. We posted all the ones we won. It wasn't one. And I gave a man five. I just caught him at the end. Anyway, man, what about that motherfucker? That bitch was so fast. It was the baddest street car on the streets at the time. Running Vet, Camaros, right? They had a whole team out there trying to fuck with that motherfucker. I just had to, you know, there's too much money was up for it, so it had to go.
He went out on top.
Yeah. Did take one L that you didn't show up. I beat the man by five, right? And them all of them mad. They wasn't switch drivers. Matter of fact, they had two people in there shifting gears and all that stuff. So I beat him by five, so I thought I could get him five and beat him again. But if somebody beats you by five, you can't get him that five. You got to get him like four or something. Like, that five was just pushing it too hard. I had that motherfucker running hot trying to get there. Matter of fact, he's on my Facebook page today. Today was the anniversary of the number 7, this dude named Blue. Had a Camaro. He had all the top dolls, laptop computers, nicest bottles, heating pads, really had me scared. Then they had raised the money up, had me a little nervous. Man, I got out there, go to my Facebook page and look. man, I spanked the shit out of him. Came back and drove back in reverse. My son came right back on homestead in the SS and did dollars for him there alone. We bad when we put something together, though.
God dog.
Go ahead with the show, JP. I'm gonna go ahead with the show. Check your inbox in a minute, but go ahead with the show.
I need to see what's going on here. I need to see that one loss that he ain't show. He didn't sold a so-called undefeated car that actually lost.
He'll win it on that set. Was I losing with it? I posted every time I ever win.
The Cadillac was winning. That was all. But I'm going to send you my footage, JP. My footage. You got to set it. Keep your phone on. I got you.
Matter of fact, I named it Buster Douglas. Man, I'm going to get he's Buster Douglas Jr. I'm going to get Buster Douglas Sr. for Tyson. Just for the co-host. I mean, the original, the pilot. You know what I'm saying? Buster Douglas Jr. coming your way shortly. I mean, Buster Douglas Sr. I want to run Tyson. All you have to do is say it's ready, and I'm going to get ready. I'm tired of you sitting back in the bushes, talking about sitting somebody on something, this and that, being missing. You tell me you ready, I'm going to make sure I get ready.
You better beat that Camaro now.
Man, please. You must say, you see that? Well, you were box tracks through there, boy. You were 18 wheeler through there with a trailer, box cart. You see that? You see?
He had daylight in between y'all, but he ain't beat him that bad now.
Man, I got the gas at the flat zone. Put the music up. I cut the music on. I'll take the flash.
Everything, huh? I'm looking. Let me see.
You see?
I don't see the flash. Talk about the little hatch. The little I don't know, man. I don't think Big Homie gonna let you. He ain't let you beat on him, so I ain't worried about that.
Yeah, that race coming soon, man. Go.
When the last time he been back down there though, the MLK?
Shit, I told you I bought the car the last time he came. I don't want no more MLK.
He ran his ass up.
Yeah, bought the car. They sure don't come back.
Now we're gonna come down there with another car run and try one night stand. It's some in house though, you know. No record, no videos. There's some in house. We're gonna try one night stand.
But you don't ever see no videos like that though.
Yes, you do. They just be secret with it. They use them out in the bushes.
Well, I'm just saying you don't ever see them in the public.
Listen, if they lose, they delete it instantly. If they win, they save on to it.
Nah, they don't post Mexico like that. But you might see a still image or something, man.
Mm-hmm. You got good reception out there in Mexico.
You might see him at the after party, money everywhere and shirts burning and all kind of stuff.
Yeah, one night stand. You got a heavy fine for the burning the shirts. You call it lottering, littering or whatever you call that. They be littering all over the place.
God, they thought the refinery was goddamn releasing some shit now.
Mm-hmm. You know, if the show got quiet, then they shut the show down. Or
pretty much. pretty much, man. I guess we get out of here. Shit, everybody done got a little dead. They just start falling off, shit. Yeah,
big boy talking
kind of falling off.
Big boy talking too much and running everybody out with that damn talk.
Hey, I don't know.
Is that the
look, I guess they like listening to Rambo talk shit more than D, huh?
No,
man.
I'll start talking to Nine. Rambo started at 7.
Rambo is good entertainment,
but,
I guess, man. I guess they already know Rambo ain't gonna do that.
Every time we get on here with Lil Larry. we just say something, so we're gonna go on East Coast boys or whatever, we're gonna look at them because that's the only way, you know, the Larry gonna get them some action. So that's about it.
You already know what you gotta do. Ain't nothing wrong coming on here and still trying poke your chest out. Fuck it.
Yeah, but if you do it,
do like me did, shit, fuck it. Hey, do something about it. If you don't like it, do something about it. If nobody don't do nothing about it.
My son put a post on there Sunday, and we were just waiting on some feedback. He said, "Let Larry be in his all weekend. Do anybody want some smoke?" Shit, motherfuckers, what
the
light?
I seen the post.
I'm saying, well, I got to pay the tune. I got to pay what I'm going to do all this paying to go to the event to make passes, they say. So, shit, fuck it. We ain't going out there with that. Now, somebody locks up me, then we're going to have to go on, send the money to the DP, man, and we're going to get out on the highway and drag on down that road. Other than that, shit, it's Father's Day, man. I'm going to do stuff different. You know, but if they tell my doing so, I bring the family out. You tell them this is my father that give his father day, so we're gonna go. This is where we're gonna go. So we want some smoke. I saw a post it, and like I said, stones went up. Ain't nobody said nothing. When it didn't go down the trade, and when they all what they said, what they saw this week, all that tell weak motherfucker they said. All that do is lock something and get some free, weak-ass money. That's all I said. Because the money good. Because over the DP, man, I got cash out. I'm sending it instant right now before you got the phone. Make a screenshot and put it back on there, and they send nails in. But we don't show it. We don't get it on. They don't get paid just like the last man did. So they like we bullying them. We just that, and, you know. When a man can't get there, you want everything grudge raising up, man. You know, they ain't see that. They ain't got to see nothing. We went right back to the track that Thursday. And we saw all we need to see. And been hitting our chest ever since. You know.
Yeah.
But you gotta play your tech nine in the bushes, man. Y'all get out of here, man. You know what I'm saying?
You made the post, but I mean, you know, you ain't getting many thumbs up and all of it. Everybody was just looking and ain't seeing nothing because I guess they ain't want to like it or nothing and fuck around and get called up.
Well, you know, maybe they say they don't know my son. They going to get to know him. He's like, he's a little radical. But they know the car. So they know that's his car. He speak on it. So they know the car and they know the name of that motherfucker. Lil Larry on 28, a.k.a. Austin. See, that's the name of that motherfucker.
Oh, they name it, huh? Yo. Well,
the car had about three names already. You know, it wasn't coming yet before coming yet. It was called Live Action. It was the car first ever came out. Before anybody much knew it, that's the name of the car.
Mm-hmm.
The boys out of Atlanta had it. It's called Live Action.
Yep. True.
And they named it coming yet. We got it. We named it bitch Lil Ass on 28.
Man, how did Lil Larry on 28 come about, man?
Man, they kept fucking with Lil Larry off and pistols off, and we was just sitting there talking, and this name came out, and hey, fuck it. His name after him, man. But Lil Larry, a.k.a. Austin.
Austin, huh?
Yeah. State Capitol, man. Say Lil Larry. Yeah, man, I'm gonna get up in the morning. Hey, now, I gotta get up and cut my yard in the morning, man. I won't cut the day, but it was so motherfucking hot. I'm gonna get up like by 6 in the morning and cut the motherfucker.
You gonna call dude at 6 in the morning? You know you ain't gonna cut.
Nah. I bought everything, but I got the backpack and everything, but I sit down, but I got everything. I'm gonna be in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? We get put up, we gonna run.
Hey, go live when you do.
Yeah, I'm gonna be on the zero turn. He gonna have to blow up. I mean, he gonna have a weed. He gonna be on the zero turn, and I'm gonna get the little.
Yeah, you on the zero turn. Go live, baby. Go live so we can see how you zigzagging through that yard.
Now I gotta set lines like how my neighbors do, pretty like in lines. Yeah.
You ain't gonna be able to keep that thing straight, man. You gonna be all over the yard.
Man, you crazy. I'm gonna put them headphones up, put that music on, man. Just go through it. By the time that sun peek out, I'm gonna get out for and go to Frank's and eat breakfast and see what else everybody got to talk about and see if Bowden made it to Dallas yet. It's raining downhill by my house. I don't know if it rained down enough. And see what they look like, probably see if Flacco go down there and win it all. I'm gonna see what the car count look like, and I might just creep down there one day and just look. Come back.
Yeah, Flacco.
And again, we lot of have something in the box of that trailer with the door closed tight. Somebody say somebody lying. You know, we don't know how we gonna do it, but if a motherfucker get on that post and say we DP ready and this and that, we'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, man, I don't want to take 9 in the bushes, man.
You want to take 9 in the bushes, man? You might want to hear that, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to hear that.
When it come on, I listen to it. So I listen to the whole thing. If I don't even hate nobody, listen to it. And when it comes,
hey, y'all, man, this song request go out to Lil Lair on 28,
on
man. 28.
A.K.A. Austin,
man. The motherfucking governor of Texas. You know what I'm talking about? And here we go, man. Spice one for y'all, boy. I got
Cooling
Tech 9
on the corner
push.
With the cellular phone. You could tell that the East Bay was his home. More mayor than the rest of the pushes. Cause he got a Tech 9 in the bush. And that's how his shit was handled. First name Jack, last name Daniel. Had two boys named E and Jack. He had the 9 and Jay the A-Cat. Clocked on a street called Hennessy. Robbers with the motherfucking name O.E. E had a bitch and her name was Jen. Had a nigga named Juice doing time in the pen. You couldn't tell that Jen was a bitch though, cause she was fucking some nigga named Cisco. E and J knew tonight they'd come with two fat niggas named Cardi and Run. They capped Jack's hoe and the sight was scary. The bitch was all bloody and her name was Mary. Officer Martini wiped up the body and all fingers pointed at Rum and Bacardi. Jack told Jack the hotel, so Jack tried to bail Juice out the jail, but O.E. had the judge on a payroll clock, so Jack shot the judge up and broke Juice out, and everybody's talking about Gene and Juice, Juice shot Gene cause the bitch was loose, now he is shook thinking they ain't gonna get me, I round up the posse and call up Mickey, Mickey was big, he only sold 8 balls, had 99 niggas up against the wall, E and J found out he made the call. So E and J and Jack and Deuce signed them off. They were sent to the morgue and Mickey paid the bill. Got the money from the bitch wrecking Strawberry Hill. Jack and Juice said Mickey wouldn't survive. But Mickey was slick, he had a Colt 45. And now he's wondering how he got the word. It was the neighborhood rhino Thunderbird. You wonder how the murder rap got so much juice. It was 180